I first asked Harry McCormick to go back in time to the beginning of organic farming in the Pacific Northwest. In 1974, Kentucky farmer, poet, and philosopher Wendell Berry was invited to come to a meeting of farmers from the Northwest in Washington State.
There was a meeting called in Arlington, Washington, and I was privy to the whole thing. We thought 50 people would show up. 650 showed up. And basically what was going on was a bunch of us had been involved in the anti-war movement. The war was winding down. We were trying to figure out what we were going to do next. And a lot of us grew up, like I did, in rural or semi-rural areas and decided to go back to the land. So I bought this farm in 72 for $35,000.
How many acres do you have?
15, right next to Corvallis. It's worth somewhere around $650,000, $700,000 now. That meeting was specifically to try to figure out what we were all learning by trying to grow in this maritime climate, which wasn't anything like what we grew up with back east or in the Midwest, where we were all from somewhere else, you know. And part of what came out of that was TILF, regional TILF came out of it. An urban-rural coalition was what we were thinking. We didn't have any marketing set up. We didn't have any of this stuff set up that's all we all expect just happens every day now. So that was kind of the nubbins of what became very quickly Regional TILF. And Regional TILF originally involved Washington. It was a 501c3 out of Washington. Washington, Oregon, Northern California, Montana, and Idaho. And, of course, years later, around 84, when we started Oregon TILF, Arrow started up in Montana, and CCOF got strong enough, so they took over Northern California.
CCOF is California Certified Organic Farmers, an organic certifying organization like TILF. The National Organic Program, the federal law, allows that state governments, state agriculture agencies, can also be certifiers.
You know, ended up with Washington to this day has five 501c3 TILFs, partially because people up there have all different kinds of interests, so they've never been able to consolidate around one thing, and they couldn't get certification together, so that's why they ended up with a state certification program.
Organic wasn't even defined, really. You knew you didn't like pesticides or herbicides, at least the commercial ones, so someone had to
write the stuff down.
Write it down.
So it was me. First I wrote a book called Standards and Guidelines for Organic Agriculture. There were two printings of that. It was written, I think, in 84, the first printing, and then there was a second printing. And it actually got translated into Japanese, but the Japanese took it. One day we got a call from Jim Hightower, and he was suddenly the head of the Department of Agriculture of Texas, and he wanted it, so he got it, and that became part of their program. It actually got physically stamped by the state of Washington. That was the beginning of their program, and it was used in a bunch of other programs around the country to get going, because it was one of the few documents that had a written kind of a set of sort of rules. They're not like what we have now, and they weren't based on inputs, which is how we eventually ended up doing it. But it was the beginning, and it came off from the Rodale philosophy and the fact that we'd had, by that time, 10 years of experience here in the Northwest trying to figure out how to grow stuff. And we had Binda Colebrook's book that TILF published called Winter Gardening in the Maritime Northwest. It's still available. It came out of a lot of experience, and it just had to be written down. And the only reason it got written down is because my back went out, and I had to lay here on a couch for about 4 weeks and go into the chiropractor every day. And I'm not a person that's going to sit and do nothing, so I wrote a book while I was sitting here, laying here doing nothing.
But jump ahead, Oregon TILF led the way, and when it became apparent to some people that we needed national standards, national regulations, Oregon TILF had the document and had the experience. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's where much of the national regulations came from.
It came from, actually, there's a step in between. We put together, after Washington formed their state program, we put together with CCOF, and this is Yvonne Frost doing this, putting it together, so she deserves credit for this. She ran the certification program for years and built it. She got together the certification programs from Washington and California and us, and most of the time we met in Ashland. And we did this several times, and we would be in a room with a blackboard for days, sleeping on floors, trying to figure out how we could make a set of standards that were based on materials inputs. And we had a bunch of science people, Lynn Cody being our person from TILF that was the mainstay from us. There were a couple of people out of California, which those people in it are still involved with OMRI, the Organic Materials Institute out of Eugene.
That's OMRI, Organic Materials Review Institute. Harry McCormick is a font of information. He's dropping a lot of names of people and organizations. We'll have all this spelled out on our website. I'll give you information on the website at the end of the program.
Basically, that started up out of this, too. And we had these meetings that went on for long weekends. And we came up with a document that wasn't formalized by anybody, but it was right when the talk of having national standards started happening. And Lynn Cody had that document as she went with Peter DeFazio out of Eugene, who knew he had one vote more than he needed on the House floor to get that onto the House floor because the Ag Committee was run by Monsanto, smashed it. He got it through the House, and Leahy from Vermont got it through the Senate. I think only by one vote there, too. I'm not sure. I can't remember. But Lynn Cody was standing beside Peter DeFazio when that happened. And to jump ahead to current, I think it was in February this year, Peter was giving a speech in Eugene, and I was sitting a few feet from him, and he was talking about the war, really, that's going on in Washington, D.C., and he said, those standards that we put in place, which took 12 years to get enacted, are up for grabs with this bunch of Yahoo Republicans that are there, and they don't back them. They don't want any money going to agriculture, basically, or anywhere else. And he said, we're fighting a really strong battle, and now we have to fight the GMO battle, too. So what he was doing was warning the audience that we cannot let go just because we have a set of standards. We've got a whole long road ahead of us that is only going to get more intense.
What year was the National Organic Program passed as law?
It was passed in 1990, if I remember right. It was either 90 or 91, and it took almost 12 years to get funded. We hadn't passed it at that time. Can you imagine trying to get it through in 2010 or during the whole Bush era? It would never have happened. It almost didn't happen then.
You mentioned that the standards are based on material inputs. That's got to come from farmers. If consumers or maybe retailers, I don't know, some other interest than farmers, it would have been probably would have said simply, you can't have any such and such in your food, can't have more than this level of such and such, don't care how you get there.
That might be the case. It was actually a coalition of farmers and processors. Oregon TILF brought the processors in. We had some really cool meetings that people will appreciate back in the 80s and 90s where our friends the Sikhs would be at these meetings and people would see us in restaurant lobbies and stuff, and all these guys sitting around with turbans in their eyes would get real big. But, you know, the guys from Kettle Chips and the guys from Golden Temple were involved, and as was Gene Kahn from Cascadian, Lon Johnson, who did Trout Lake Farms for years.
The owners of the Kettle Chip Company in Salem are Sikhs. Golden Temple is a relatively large maker of granola and other cereals in Eugene. Gene Kahn is co-founder of Cascadian Farm, one of the earliest and largest organic farms in the Northwest. It's in northwestern Washington State.
So we had people that were really knowledgeable about processing while we were putting these standards together. So, and then we had veterinarians involved in order to eventually, it took a while to get the meat and eggs and dairy part of it together, but we had a lot of veterinarians involved at various levels, along with dairy farmers and so forth. So it was a lot of meetings for a long time in some fairly strange places, but, you know, we kept hammering and hammering and hammering, and we kept writing language, and, you know, it's been modulated in the national process, putting the language together. It's still getting modulated, but at least we got it passed, and once something is passed, why, you can always adjust it for things that need to be done, you know. So.